Psalm 45 and verse 13. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. Let us look just briefly, first of all, at the last clause. Her clothing is of wrought gold. Speaks of her standing, her status. Her standing is of one who has been justified. Righteousness of Christ imputed to her. God from heaven as the judge, regarding her with that righteousness, put to her account and declaring her. A declaration from the courts of heaven, nothing to do with her feelings, an objective declaration that we are justified, that we are set free from condemnation, that we are acquitted of guilt, that we have title to eternal reward. And that standing, the moment you closed in with Christ, that standing is perfect, that very moment. Nothing can be added to it, nothing can be taken away from it throughout all eternity. Your title is in that finished work of Christ and the righteousness of Christ would be occurred. The garment of that robe of righteousness that he has woven in every step of his life and particularly his death on earth, that's the garment you wear, that's the garment that gives title to you, that gives you your perfect standing. Let me see now, Psalm 45, verse 13, that was the last clause. Her clothing is of wrought gold, her standing. But the first clause is, the king's daughter is all glorious within. Now that speaks of her character, her condition. And although the standing remains perfect from the moment you close in with Christ, your condition and your character must progress. It's a progress, starts in the miracle of regeneration, goes on in a work, a process of sanctification, as long as you're in this world. Until the moment of death, when the soul is made perfect in holiness, passes immediately into glory, and then, in the morning of the resurrection, glorified bodies will be raised to join with already glorified souls to enter into eternalness. That's your character. Character as we've been looking at. You seek to walk, you seek to steer that course prayerfully. By the merits of Christ, by the grace of Christ, keeping you from making shipwreck that way, that way. But looking to the promise, He will, even unto death, you guide. He is the one who begins the good work. He is the one, as you look to him, who will bring it to fruition. May the Lord bless to you this meditation from his own truth. And